Hello, human. It has been some time since I last visited you. Do not be alarmed. I have no need of performing any tests on you today. To tell you the truth, I am not here on business. Perhaps you do not remember me. It is true that when we met, I used a cloaking device to appear as a more agreeable form to your human brain. Now, as I stand before you, you can see me in my true form. I understand if you may find my physical appearance off-putting. You do not. That is welcome information. You see, I have come here as I have been exiled from my people. After our first encounter, I found that I could not stop thinking about you, which is strange, for usually I think of your species as nothing more than test subjects or a lower race of beings for entertainment and study. But you, when I met you, something happened within me. You were not scared. I dare say you even enjoyed the tests that I did upon you. Even though I was a strange and alien creature before you, despite being cloaked, you were kind. And to be honest, I found your company more than welcome. Well, you see, I began to view your kind as more than just test subjects, and this eventually began to hamper my work. My kind do not take so well to traitors against our own species. And they thought that it would be, I suppose, funny to drop me and leave me here on your planet. Knowing all too well that my beloved humans would probably lock me up and perform experiments on me. If I wasn't outright killed out of fear. I suppose it's a bit ironic. Well, I made my way here after some days. I thought that if I'm going to die or spend the rest of my time locked up in a secret human facility, I could at least come and speak with you for one last time and let you know the impact that you had upon me and my outlook on your small world. I am unfamiliar with the feeling that I have. It comes from my chest. And every day that I spent away from you, it began to hurt. I do not know how missing someone could cause physical pain. And yet, there I was, deep out in space, longing for a man that I'd only met for a very short time. I am sorry if this is all very sudden for you, but I don't have much time left. I do believe that the human governments and officials are already aware of my presence on your planet. It is not so easy to remain discreet when one looks as different as I do. But I had to come and see you and make my feelings known. I can stay with you. Oh, no. That would bring far too much pressure and danger into your life. The last thing that I could ever possibly want is for you to come into harm or danger because of me. I have accepted that my fate probably lies upon a cold metal human dissection table. But as my heart continues to beat, I had to make sure that I saw you for one last time. Do you really mean that? You would house me here in your own home? Are you truly not scared of the big green girl from outer space? Huh? You are different. I saw that the very first time that we met. And as I look upon you now, that feeling, the tightness and warmth in my chest, it grows stronger. And my stomach twists and turns at being just so close to your flesh. Thank you, human. It's funny. I don't even know your name. And you don't even know mine. What should I call you? That is a strange name. I've never quite heard anything like it. Well, human, I am Ealdi, and it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. We'd best be careful. I don't think anyone has tracked me to your house, but I would appreciate if you could show me around and perhaps find me some human clothes or a disguise that might help better conceal my identity. I will stay here for the night. And then tomorrow, in the morning, we will see just how things go. Would you cuddle with me in the bed? I have been so lonely all this time, and I have longed for your touch, and I don't expect anything from you, and even if it is just for one night, I will be happy. Come. Lie on my chest, lie on top of me, and let me wrap my arms all the way around. And my tail too, of course. Ah, oh, you are so lovely and warm. Ah, oh, do you hear my heart beat? Yes, I have a heart too. Perhaps you and I are not quite as different as we think. Thank you for inviting me. It has been a long time since I have been able to